Audible Inc. presents The Voice of the Rising Generation. Written by James E. Hughes, Jr., Susan E. Massenzio, and Keith Whitaker. Narrated by Paul L. Coffey. Preface. Before you set out on a journey, it is always a good idea to have some idea of where you have come from and where you are going. We three authors come from sharing the joy of writing a previous book, The Cycle of the Gift, Family, Wealth, and Wisdom. That book was directed primarily to givers within families with wealth, inviting them to a process of self-reflection and self-understanding. One of its clearest messages was that all of us within the world of family wealth, wealth creators, spouses, siblings, and advisors, need to attend much more closely to the recipients of these gifts, to their dreams, their development, and their resilience. The reception of The Cycle of the Gift only added to the pleasure we felt in writing it. One participant in a meeting we convened in New England expressed what we had hoped would come from that book better than we ever could. "I received a copy of it as a gift from my advisor," he said. "I read it, and I immediately gave a copy to my mother." He went on. "Once she had read it, she sent copies to my three siblings. Reading it prompted a wonderful family meeting, such as we had never had before." Besides gratifying our all-too-human authorial egos, this response showed the cycle of the gift in action. It captured our dream that our book would bring families together to give and receive true gifts of spirit, and not just transfers. Still, while emphasizing the need to understand recipients, The Cycle of the Gift was addressed primarily to givers, parents, and grandparents. In it, we speak about recipients, generally younger members of families, but we do not truly speak to or with those younger family members. The present book aims to take that next step. What holds these two books together is their shared focus on the core concept of human capital. This is a focus heralded in J. Hughes's Family Wealth, as far back as its first edition, which was published 2 decades ago. It is a simple point, but, like most simple points, it bears repeating. Family after family whom we know focus their efforts, attention, and communication on only one of the 5 sources of capital available to them, their financial capital. Their human capital, which is itself the foundation of their intellectual, social, and spiritual capitals, largely goes neglected. And yet, if we know anything in the field of family wealth, we know that the neglect of human capital is the ultimate cause of the dissipation of financial capital and the dissolution of families. Conversely, the cultivation of human capital strengthens family bonds and supports the preservation and growth of financial capital, not to mention intellectual, social, and spiritual capital. The Cycle of the Gift and The Voice of the Rising Generation explore and implement these basic truths. We hope that their ideas and practices benefit your family as much as they have benefited the many families from whom we have learned so much. Introduction. A well-known family. There once was a young man with a very successful father. His father came from a prominent family, but by his own industry and wits, he, the father, had risen to become one of the most famous leaders of his time. As a result, the young man, his son, grew up revering his father's name but not really knowing him as a person. As he became a young adult, he felt unsure of himself. He doubted whether he could ever accomplish much in the world, especially when compared with his father. Luckily for this family, the young man's mother, who endured years of loneliness far from her ambitious husband, remained a rock of constancy. And both the son and the father undertook long personal journeys to overcome their distance from each other. After many toils, the father returned home and repaired his marriage. The son underwent his own struggles, and when he at last reunited with his father, he did so both as a son and as a man of his own. This is not the story of one of the many families with whom we have worked over the years, though, with a few changes here and there, it could apply to quite a few of them. It is the story of the Odyssey, the epic poem composed by Homer almost 3,000 years ago. The Odyssey recounts the wanderings of the hero Odysseus as he struggles to return home to the island of Ithaca from the battlefield of Troy. It also tells of the struggles of Odysseus's son, Telemachus, who leaves home and goes on a quest to find his father and himself. All along, Penelope, Odysseus...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?